course, the audience is going to thank me for cutting that off early.
Why do you always have to diss the music we listen
well,
to?
Well, you know, no one's listening to them, let's be honest. They tune out, listen to Fox for
because,
their good music.
You know, like, Lowy's 20 top at 10.
Lowy hasn't
bullshit.
Been on since, like, 2006.
He's actually, Lowy's okay. on Nova now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has a nighttime show.
Oh, gee, Graveyard?
It's called, like, no. It has, like, the 9 o'clock to 11 or something.
Gee.
It's like Lowy's super awesome mega show or some bullshit.
You know, it's weird. Lowy had a really cool voice. No, not cool, but it was very... FM.
Yeah, yeah, boxy. It is, yeah.
But then you see his face, and
oh,
it's like,
an ugly
oh,
guy.
God, what has God done with you?
Oh, poor fellow. Poor fellow.
Talking about poor fellows, now, Tony Martin. Of course, a lot of huge Tony Martin fans out there.
Oh, yeah.
Including myself. He had his new TV show, Joy of
Sets. I watched it.
What do you think, Tom?
I thought it was shit. I thought it was horrible.
I won't disagree with you. It was, well, the gags were funny, but it's just the show just doesn't work.
Shit. They were trying to be... they tried to use that setup that ABC shows use, like a girl transfer, chases, that kind of thing, like that kind of satirical humor. But at the same time, they're on a commercial station, and that's being driven
Give
by...
Give them some time. That was the first episode.
I just, like, I don't know. There was too many, like, gimmicks about the show. Yeah. Like, you know,
well, I think at the end of the day, a lot of people are watching it just for Tony. Because...
I think a lot of... I was only watching it because I was waiting for the Charlie Sheen roast.
Oh, that was...
I'll be honest. I was watching...
Was that good?
Yeah, that was not too bad.
Was Charlie Sheen good at all?
Yeah, he was, but that's what you expect from.
Okay,
but you know,
he's probably on. Was he high on? Did he look like he was a bit high?
I think he may have sobered up for the roast.
Oh,
just
what?
For the roast. I know it's disappointing, but he needed to hear what everyone was saying about him.
Well, I haven't watched TV in like a month, so I didn't know any of this until
Except
right
you
now.
Watched
but
Joy
Tom,
of Sets.
I know I didn't watch it.
So how do you have an opinion on it?
I just made it up. But hey, you know what? It's probably a good show. Check it out. Okay?
You said the gags are good. You should need to see it.
Yeah, shut up, Tom. Shut up. Okay, I saw it.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, in my dreams. Hey, but you know what? There's a lot of summers coming up, right? And of course, that means summer television.
Oh, which sucks ass.
Sucks ass. But there's a lot you can look forward to, okay? And
oh,
I think
really?
Some of the channels
please,
have made some minor changes. And, you know, some new content, which is always great.
NCIS? Or, like, marathons all day?
Seinfeld marathon, which is
always
good.
I'd like that. That'd be better. That'd be much better than
exactly.
NCIS.
Yeah, just some of the shows, because this is like the guide, right? Some of the shows you can look forward to,
yes.
Essentially. Now, we've got The Oval, which is actually... it's an upgrade from The Circle. You see, Chrissy Swan's actually put on so much more weight that it's now an oval shape, right? It's no longer a perfect circle, see. And, in fact, all the other hosts, they can't actually fit them in
the shot,
so now it's just Chrissy. And she is actually the table. Also, so she puts the papers on her stomach.
So she's laying down?
She's laying down on a bed.
All that's the show.
Yeah, and there's just a fridge next to her, and she just grabs stuff.
Really looking forward to that program.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be Chrissy Swan's on it. That's it. They can't even fit... The cameramen are actually outside the studio using remote control to use the cameras.
So it's literally going to be Chrissy Swan laying down eating food.
Yeah, that's basically it. Which
Why is it called The Oval?
because it should be called
Chrissy Swan Eating Food.
Well, that's what it was originally called, but a lot of the fatties out there
commercial
can
television.
Relate to the...
didn't work. Title didn't work.
Anyway, moving
bar,
on from that.
By the way.
Yeah, I know. I was just... Hey, Tom, that's racist against Asians.
That's okay. Not an Asian
that's
laugh.
My, that's that was an, a, no, that was an Asian mating call.
Oh,
okay, that's what it was. And you're offending all the hot Asian men out there who were trying to get a decent Asian woman, okay? Which there are none. No offense. Okay. No, it's not true. They're very
Jace
nice.
Does not like them.
They're very
Asian
nice.
Girls.
That's, I'm going to leave it at that. But hey, there's also Carl's Vineyard Adventures.
Oh, no.
So it's the classic kind of, he goes around maybe the Yarra Ranges testing wine, that kind of thing. Although, oddly, he is drunk even before he's testing the wine.
So that's... Well, how does he have a good opinion on what's on the wine?
This tastes like shit. And then he glasses, I assume, his co-host, which will be the chick from the Today Show.
Oh,
because he needs some cannon fodder to beat the shit out of the... I don't remember.
I can't remember her name at all.
Insignificant,
I think. Yeah, Carl Stepanovic runs the Today Show, apparently.
She's merely... Did
she win a gold Logie? I don't think so.
Fuck no. I think... It's weird because she's really old, but she looks young.
Yeah, she's like,
so it's like
had a lot of work done to the face.
Yeah, exactly. I think she's actually... Think of her as kind of
some
Carl's
reason,
barmaid. She just hands the liquor to Carl, and then he drinks it.
For some reason, the only name I have in my head for her is Christine Nixon.
What?
I don't know
what? Completely different people to her. I think that's a bit offensive.
Yeah.
There's also the Tour de Frankston.
Tour de Frankston.
Essentially, it's the last rider standing. wins because a lot of violence.
So, like, the crowd gets to go on and stab the bike riders?
Well, not the crowd. Well, just the people in Frankston. You're going to do that
really
naturally.
Crowd, yeah.
So, the crowd's actually trying to fend them off. You know, maybe your favorite rider. Oh, Cadell Evans, he's about to shoot you. You jump in front of him.
You
he
save
gets
Cadell
through.
Evans.
Yeah, exactly.
Cadell Evans wins the
Tour
de France.
So, basically, all it is, think of it as like hide and seek. So, you're just riding through Frankston, getting away from the riders.
I think that would lend. So, like, people who don't like a particular rider could go along. They're not normal Frankston
people.
Yeah,
exactly.
And pretend to be from Frankston and shoot them.
Well,
out of, like, that's pure murder.
No, but here's the thing. You actually have to be from Frankston.
But how are they going to know? It's going to be frenzy.
Highly organized event time.
Highly organized.
Of course, Frankston.
What channel is Tour de Frankston going to be on, Jules?
Channel 31.
Channel 31.
Couldn't get the rights of you.
Well, SBS didn't want to pick it up.
not even SBS. Even though they're going cycling crazy. Just because Cadell Evans won. It's like, oh, we're going to have, you know, some other bullshit cycling event from fucking, you know, Iraq. Kids getting blown up. But hey, you know what?
That's an interesting event.
Yeah, it is.
That's another show on summer programming.
Of course, no one's participating due to the dangers. So basically, if you participate, you're guaranteed to win since you're the only one doing it.
But also guaranteed to die.
Yeah, you just have to get through the course, which is highly
unlikely.
But hey, you know what? If you're that desperate to win something, maybe, you know what I don't get? Right, Tour de France, there must be like hundreds of cyclists, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you hate to be the guy who came last? It's like, if you knew you're going to come last, why would you even bother to?
Yeah,
like, you know.
But do you mean like last as in someone, the like first person that crashed?
No, the very last.
Or the last person to cross the line.
Yeah.
That'd suck.
Like, it's like, if you're that bad, why would you just rode
the hardest bike race in the world for like 2 months and you came last.
Yeah, fucking disgraceful.
You went through all that pain and training and all that.
Yeah.
And you came last.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you what we need to do. Here's my idea for a great radio show, which got turned down by the big execs.
At Radio Monash.
At the big stations, Tom.
Oh, sorry.
The big fish. The sharks.
Triple M. Triple R. Joy
PBS.
FM.
I said we should do a show where we watch TV and we just talk about it. We talk about what's happening on TV for a good hour.
So when we're describing what's happening?
Yeah, or we just make jokes. So it's like, look at the block. Ugly bitch.
Scott Camp, fucking dumbass. Yeah,
exactly. Except they were like, well, there's a visual element. I don't think it'll work well. Which I stormed out and I wrecked one of the studios, pissed on the panel.
That's
urinated.
See, I appreciate
during a show. Carl Sandland's hour, pissed on the panel.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Like, you went to that much effort for us. I really appreciate it. You're
admittedly,
a great guy.
I did break in to the meeting and naked, just shouted my ideas. They called security.
Okay.
But I was like, fuck that. You're going to hear my ideas.
Then you pissed on the panel.
Then I pissed on the panel.
That's what you have to do to get into the industry these days.
Exactly.
You have to make a statement.
Oddly, during the Kyle Sanderland show, security didn't stop me.
No,
maybe that's saying a bit about Kyle.
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe that's saying about... But hey, you know what? Security, great people. Do we have security, Tom?
Yes, we do. We have personal guards standing outside because, you know, we get out of the studio at
fucking
2 and there's a crowd. There's a crowd everywhere.
First year students.
The bar, they just want to shout us free drinks. You know, we go walk down the steps. Everyone's like, round of applause. Need security guards. I can't be writing autographs all day. I need this hand for wanking.
I know, exactly. This chick came up to me, just went, gave me a gobby.
You don't need
public.
That shit.
I don't want that.
She's disgusting.
Sure, she was hot, but you know,
disgusting,
I'm degrading women too. Yeah. I'm not about that. I'm not about that at all.
Oh, we're also, about good clean humor.
You know what we need to do? We need to bring back the late night quiz shows because they were very successful.
I actually had a ball. Yeah. I loved it. Staying up late with the boys.
And we need to get the pros, the original people. We need to get
the hot dogs. Yes.
We need to get Nikki Osborne.
Yes.
Of course, I assume. Maybe Hot Dog, we need to put him in rehab for a while because I assume he's addicted to something.
I think he may be dead.
I tell you what, we can get a Hot Dog's lookalike. Okay, maybe his son. Hot Dog's son when he grows up.
He had a son?
I don't know.
Who let that guy have sex with it?
He probably raped someone. Hey, no, that's not true, but it probably is.
That's why he's dead.
Also, we need the Tom and Jules how not to do a radio show. It's basically just our show. Animate like cheaply animated in MS Paint, Microsoft Paint, on TV, how not to do a radio show. It's just this radio show.
I think
show.
That'd go down really well.
Yeah, I think it'd go down well, because people would know how not to do a radio show then.
And
they go, and
we
that's
have
how you
crap
don't
programming
do
on our community radio stations anymore.
Yeah.
I'd actually want to listen to some.
Now, I've pitched this to the big networks.
Always.
Channel 9 said no. Channel 7 said they were considering it.
Well, I guess you did try to get the time slot where Today Tonight and Current Affair on. And
Simpsons.
I
tried to get the Simpsons time slot. Don't think it's going to go down
well. You need to aim for better time slots. Like, say...
1 in the morning.
MasterChef time slot. Or what else is... Packed the Rafters. Home and Away time
slot.
You
know, I think Underbelly's not doing too well.
Happy Days time slot on Channel 11.
Oh, it's 7-2. Come on.
Any time slot.
Any time. We'll do 3 a.m. on 7-2 or Gem. Or SBS 4. We'll do SBS 4. Okay. All right, 3 in the morning. Okay, that's...
SBS 4? Is that like the radio station?
There's SBS 1, 2, and 3. ABC 3. Kids show.
Yes.
This would go down well. Fuck! You see, kids are learning new words every day. Mom, what's that mean?
Sesame Street in the ghetto.
Yeah.
That's what we call it.
Yeah, Katy Perry on Sesame Street, eh?
Find Where's Wally in the ghetto. He's dead. Wally's dead.
What? Anyway, we're going to cut to a convenient song. I don't know what that was about. But you know what? The outro, we know what that's about. It's about leaving you with some shitty guys who don't know what they're doing.
We love them.
Ah, they're losers. Hey, but you know, that's not true. Bang!